Hare and Hyena. Once upon a time, Hare and Hyena were neighbors and great friends. They worked together on their farms. What was more, they wore dresses of the same design and color. One cold morning, Hyena visited Hare. She found Hare milking her cows.
"Good morning, my friend," Hyena greeted.
"Good morning, Hyena," Hare responded. "Is everything fine at home? What made you come so early?" Hare asked, looking concerned.
"Nothing to worry about, really. I have an exciting idea that I wish to share with you. You know that as friends, we should always think of things that can better our lives," Hyena said with a broad smile.
Hare stopped milking and looked at Hyena.
"That is true, my friend. As you can see, my ears are up and straight. I cannot wait to hear the idea. Come on, tell me about the life-changing idea you carry with you."
Hyena coughed a little and then cleared her throat.
"It is about our cows. I have been thinking about them lately," she began. "They are growing old and less productive. I fear they will soon be of no use to us. All they do is eat lots of grass, but produce very little milk. Why don't we get rid of them? That way, we shall not have to worry about caring for them and feeding them every day. We shall not have to wake up early every morning to milk and remove their bad-smelling dung from the shed. Most importantly, we shall have plenty of meat to eat for a month or more."
"I think that is a brilliant idea," Hare said, and went back to milking the cow.
"In that case, I will go and slaughter my cows," said Hyena.
"That is fine," Hare nodded. Hyena rushed home, slaughtered his two cows, and began to cook the meat. With the sun high in the sky, she lay under a tree waiting for Hare to arrive. She waited and waited, but Hare was nowhere to be seen. She decided to start eating. She ate and ate and ate. Her stomach was full, but she kept on eating more. This went on the whole afternoon, evening, and late into the night. On her part, Hare hid her two cows in the bushes behind her house and continued to feed them. As she did this, she sang, "Meat for a few days or milk for a lifetime. Meat for a few days or milk for a lifetime. I choose one and she chooses the other. I choose one and she chooses the other. Let the world say who is wise and who is foolish." After 3 days, Hyena had eaten all the meat. With her stomach almost bursting, she limped towards Hare's house, hoping to eat more meat. She found Hare basking in the sun.
"You may not have come to feast at my house, but I have chosen not to disappoint you. Bring the meat so that we can do what must be done to meat," Hyena said.
"I am sorry, there is no meat here. I couldn't find a sharp knife to slaughter my cows," said Hare.
Hyena was disappointed and angry. She jumped to her feet and began limping away. As she got out of Hare's sight, she heard the words,
"Feel free to buy milk from me whenever you need some."
From that day, the two friends are careful in the manner they relate with each other. That is the end of my story.